Nolte, Woke Fail, HBO Max and J.K. Rowling Ready for Harry Potter Series. By John Nolte on April 4, 2023. The fascist and violent trans crowd faced a major setback this week with the news that HBO Max is looking to work out a deal to bring Harry Potter to its streaming channel. Although J.K. Rowling holds perfectly reasonable, science-based, and even compassionate views on the issue of transgenderism, because she is such a towering and iconic feminist and pop culture figure, she has been target number one for disgusting and unbalanced extremists in the transsexual movement. The reason for targeting Rowling in such a public and hysterical way is obvious. If these bigots and haters can take out J.K. Rowling and successfully blacklist a pop culture phenomenon and billion-dollar brand, the message is terrifyingly clear: no one is safe. Get in line or lose everything. This could have worked, but to her eternal credit, Rowling has refused to back down. Had she taken even a tiny step back, the bullies would have buried her. Rowling hasn't. She has stood her ground admirably and forced people to choose between her science and decency or the other side's fascistic lunacy. Now the tide has turned in her favor. After the cowards at HBO Max blacklisted Rowling from its Harry Potter anniversary special, the backlash against HBO Max made it clear that although loud, the trans bullies represent no one. So here is HBO Max openly looking to do a deal with Rowling that, yes, will include her creative involvement. The project would be directly based on J.K. Rowling's best-selling book series, rather than an in-universe spin-off such as the Fantastic Beasts films. Each season would reportedly draw from one of the books, suggesting an ongoing franchise that would stretch for years for the studio. Under the deal, Rowling would maintain a degree of creative involvement with the series, though she would not serve as primary creator or showrunner. More proof the tide has turned can be found in the left-wing Variety's write-up. Few outlets have been more eager to get their Joe McCarthy on and see Rowling blacklisted, but nowhere do the Variety fascists mention the trans issue in this story. Switching gears. How hard up is Hollywood and Warner Brothers to go this route? The 8-part Harry Potter film franchise concluded in 2011, but these people are so creatively bankrupt that they want to tell the same story on TV now. I've never heard of such a thing. What can the series offer that the movie didn't? Usually, there's a compelling reason for this. For example, better special effects are available, or the previous incarnation feels old-fashioned and could use updating. Here's a better question. Is the American public so stagnant, so desperate to stick with what makes us comfortable, that even with the Harry Potter Blu-ray collection sitting right there on the shelf, we're going to watch the same story retold on TV? Why? Christian Choteau thinks he's figured it out. Warner Brothers Discovery is bleeding red ink and has spent months trying to stop the flow with high-profile cancellations. The mega company shelved CNN Plus after a disastrous launch, canceled a Batgirl movie that was anywhere from 80 to 90% complete and has been in a vigorous cost-cutting mode over the past year. It needs more sure things, properties all but guaranteed to draw eyeballs, clicks and streaming numbers. Enter Harry Potter. I don't recognize this country. The America I grew up in was always ready and eager for the next new thing. With very rare exceptions, TV shows lasted 6 or 7 seasons. Today, nothing is canceled. We've been watching Law & Order since the 80s, CSI and NCIS since the 90s, and we're sitting around waiting for Decade 5 of Indiana Jones, Decade 6 of Star Wars, Decade 7 of Star Trek and James Bond. Oh, and the Rolling Stones are about to tour behind a new album. What a boring, safe, stagnant, conformist culture we live in. Man, I miss T&A. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.